You're listening to SBS News.
Noah Power is a PhD candidate in the Department of Earth Sciences at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. His research focuses on sea level rise-induced flooding and its specific impacts on coastal cultural assets and archaeological sites throughout Polynesia. Using digital elevation mapping and wave-driven flood models, Power's work projects future threats to irreplaceable heritage sites. In this episode of Weekend One-on-One, he explains his research on Rapa Nui, also known as Easter Island, which shows that iconic monuments, including the famous Moai statues of Ahu Tongariki, are at significant risk from coastal erosion and could be reached by destructive waves as soon as 2080.
The impact that sea level rise is having on island communities is different on every island because every island is unique, mainly in its topography. So high relief islands may see their coastline retreat slowly, whereas low-lying islands like atolls will experience flooding of large areas with only small amounts of sea level rise. Rapa Nui, the impacts that we're seeing on Rapa Nui regarding sea level rise are characterized by the relatively higher topography of Rapa Nui's coastline. So we're not seeing large areas being flooded, but what we are seeing is that sea level rise is allowing for waves to be generated closer to coastal archaeological sites. Rapa Nui, much of Rapa Nui's archaeology is located along the coast. Early accounts say that Rapa Nui is an island where you couldn't walk along the coast for more than a few hundred feet without seeing a ceremonial structure, which we call ahu. It would be like heiau here in Hawaii. And sea level rise is allowing not only for the waves to be generated closer to the sites, but for the waves to reach the sites and to reach them with more energy. We have already seen partial destruction of some cultural sites.
So when you talk about cultural assets, what does that actually mean?
When I say cultural asset, I really mean any remain or any tangible cultural heritage of past human settlements. For us as Polynesians, and the ocean plays a major role in our culture. The Polynesian islands were settled to the coast and the first settlements were laid out on coastlines. Villages grew, heiau were built, loko'i'a were built, ko'i shrines were built. Today we have paralin canoe hale, double ho canoe hale along the coast. These are all parts of the Polynesian culture which will be affected by sea level rise. So when I say coastal cultural assets, I refer to all of those.
So how did you come to these conclusions?
The computer models that we use to project sea level rise are of two types. First, we create a digital elevation model, which can be thought of as a 3D map or a digital twin of the area that we're trying to study. It tells us the elevation of the beach, the elevation of the mountain, and everything in between. And then on that digital elevation model or that digital twin, we apply numerical models, which can simulate many different processes from sand movement, coastal erosion, coastal flooding, both passive and including the action of the waves. And these two are the ones that I personally use in my research are passive flood modeling and then wave-induced flood modeling. In the paper that we recently published, we study the area that is known as Tongariki. It's a ahu platform with 15 Moai statues. We project sea level rise, including the action of the tides and the waves. And based on timing projections that were made by other scientists, we assess how early the platform will be reached by the waves. In different scenarios of swell return periods, we can say how early the platform will be reached and to what extent the coastline will be affected. In the worst scenario that we tested in this study, the platform of Aotearoa could be reached as early as 2080.